This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. A couple of years ago, just when Day to Day was getting started, a producer here introduced me to writer and actress Annabelle Gurwitch. You know, she's been a regular contributor to the show. Annabelle told me this story. She was working on an idea, she said, about getting fired. There was something about Woody Allen in her life. He wanted her in a play, and then when she showed up for rehearsals, he hated her. He fired her. And from that, she got this idea for collecting stories about being fired. And all of that has led to first a book and now a film. And Annabelle Gurwitch back with us again. Annabelle, hi.
Hey, Alex. I got obsessed.
You got obsessed? Well, you had an obsession with Woody Allen, the great, brilliant director. Finally, he wants you, and then he doesn't want you.
Oh, it was so fast. I think I was there for 3 days before, no, we're going in a different direction, which is, you know, show business talk for we want to get as far away from you as humanly possible.
Okay, and he does.
Yes.
But you get out of this the idea for first your book, Fired, and now this documentary film. It's playing in something like a dozen cities now. I was fascinated watching it. There's Woody Allen.
Well, Alex, it's not really Woody Allen. It's a Woody Allen-esque person.
My hearing is impacted. You know, you're screaming. You know, it's screaming now. This is not a play to be. We're not screaming. You know, we're not doing Future Shock by Alvin Toffler.
Well, that's a lot to get over, being fired by your hero, Woody Allen, and you turn it into this film. You interview a lot of people you know who've been fired. You collect stories.
It is one of those crappy character-building experiences that everybody has to go through, and it really is one of those things that really determines, you know, how you turn out in life, how you deal with failure.
You're in show business, so...
I like to say I'm show business adjacent at this point.
Well, a lot of your friends are in show business, so those are the kinds of stories you get. And at first, when I heard about this film, I thought, well, it's just going to be famous people getting fired. That's not true. You went to Lansing, Michigan, to a GM plant, and you do a lot of interviews there.
I got really interested in sort of the economic situation in the country and the bigger phenomena of being fired. I traveled the country. I researched stories. I talked to everyone from the White House chef that was fired to UAW workers, job seekers at job fairs, downsizers.
Former Labor Secretary Bob Reich.
That's right.
You know how many people can say they were fired by Woody Allen? You're in a very small, select group of people. I'd love to have been fired by Woody Allen.
All this advice you're getting in the film, did it make you feel better?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hearing really successful people and then ordinary people talk to me about this transformative experience, it did make me feel better. I also learned some tips about getting fired that I like to share with people that I think are very useful.
Like?
If you can get other people fired with you when you get fired... Oh, it's so much better.
You'll feel better.
Oh, yeah. The drinking afterwards is so much more fun when you've all been fired. Secondly, when human resources calls you on your phone, don't answer the phone until you've got another job lined up. They're not calling to say, hey, do you want a new Aeron chair? How's the food in the cafeteria? Have you had a good day? No, they're calling to tell you it's not working out. So don't pick up the phone. They can't fire you if they can't get you on the phone.
Never answer a phone call from human resources. Okay, that's a good tip.
It is. Also, Robert Reich gave me some good advice. He said that chocolate helps. You know, and he said in this economy, it really is a good idea to carry chocolate in your pocket with you at all times in case of a random firing or outsourcing or downsizing.
That's a tip from Robert Reich. Doesn't he teach economics at Harvard? Carry a piece of chocolate in case you get fired?
Well, you know, there's the hard facts and then there's the feelings and your emotional needs, and chocolate does help.
Well, Annabelle, you turned this into a film and a book.
I'm hoping to make T-shirts. If you have a slogan idea for a T-shirt, Alex, I'm prepared.
Well, I don't know. I just wondered what's next.
Well, Alex, I've actually moved on to other projects. I have a new documentary film that I'm just in pre-production for, and my husband and I are writing a book together. Let's see how long we can stay married. Huh?
Actress, comic, and day-to-day contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch. Her documentary film, Fired, opens in select theaters this week. Annabelle, good luck.
Thank you, Alex.
One of my sons is an actor.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I know about
this. You're
not
going to ask me to help him get a job, are you?
Well, I was about to.
Really?
Yes. Dutch West. That's all I have to know.
His name is he a porn star? Dutch West
no.
Sounds like a porn
no,
star.
No, he's not.